Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming throughout the world. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow. Yes, she'll be back tomorrow. I can't wait. Today, the 16th of June, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, we've got a lot on the weather today. And Ashley there at the helm is just, you're just... Wow.
Jumping at the bit
to get
today, we are looking at the last somewhat normal day for a while with a high near 80 degrees, a couple of clouds in the afternoon. I don't know if you got to see last night's sunset, but it was gorgeous. But into tonight, we are getting our red flag warning, and that's going to last through Thursday, which means that not only are we going to have incredibly dry temperatures, but winds. So if we have another fire day like we did yesterday, which I remember at least two push notifications saying we have fire. I've heard elsewhere four
I think
fires
there were,
yesterday.
Two for sure, and then I think they said there was four small ones.
So at least two fires yesterday. If we have that day tomorrow, we're going to be in a lot of trouble because our red flag warning starts tonight and it goes through Thursday. And Thursday we're looking at a high of 97 degrees. But the winds should calm down, even though we're getting hotter throughout the weekend. So we'll be reaching triple digits by Friday. And we're looking at possibly as high as 109 by next week. So today's going to be your last somewhat cool day for a while, last windows down day. But be very careful because we do have that red flag warning for much of the rest of this week.
Okay, and the weather report brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans for propane gas. They also have a generator deal going on down there that can help you with your generators. When PG&E, and I said when, not if, PG&E turns off the power. Now, it's good to know that we have gone from the COVID, which everybody knows hot weather helps kill those viruses off. So we can go directly from COVID into
fire season,
red flag season directly and into that. So that we know is that, yes, COVID drops, but then the fires leap up.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if Tom Basenko every morning wakes up, Sheriff Tom, former Sheriff Tom, wakes up every morning and looks up and points to the heavens and says, I am so glad I retired.
Yeah. He did a great job during the car fire, though. I mean, he was very good about getting information out, about being vigilant about everything.
He was on the show a lot about it. Tomorrow, Sheriff McGreen is going to be on. But, you know, COVID, George Floyd death, and now the fire season. And what's Tom doing? I don't know. What's Tom doing? I'm going to have to call him and say, Tom, it's time to come. When you're back in the area, come in on the show.
Say hi. Let us know
where
Idaho is.
Yeah. Okay. So good morning, everybody. It's 7:08 in the morning. Schools are going to reopen, but we don't know what it's going to look like. And they're talking about a hybrid type school. Since the students are 6 feet apart, they're going to have online classes for some. School buses can't take everybody, so I guess they're going to make two runs, which that's the only way I can imagine how it's going to work. If you're going to get picked up at 5:30 a.m. to get to school, and you're getting picked up at 6:30 a.m., and we'll flip that every other week so we can totally confuse people. I'm just making that part up. But parents said, no, you're taking these guidelines, and you're making it to what works for you. You need to look at what works for the parents. Why can't we have a traditional school where kids can go back? My God, if we have protests and we have rodeos and we have all these other things going on, why can't kids go to school, take your hand, have hand sanitizer, wear their mask if that's, you know, and do that and have them go back to school.
Just call it a protest against ignorance, and then you can have as much as 101 spot at a time, right?
There you go. You know, in other words, we can have regular class sizes of 100 again. Okay, a little exaggeration there. But you know what? I think the lady who started this petition, and she's got over 4,000 signatures so far, has got something there. I mean, here we go. We're still this. Wait till I get into sports. Okay. In fact, I'm going to move into sports now. This is the way the CIF announces their 2021 guidelines. I'm just kind of skipping over the pre-workouts. Coaches and students have to be screened daily. That means their temperature and all that. Vulnerable individuals with regular problems with diabetes should not participate during athletics during phase one. But we're in a phase two. But, you know, they shouldn't be traveling outside. All students are required to bring their own water bottles. Athletic programs should stay with their local areas and avoid traveling to other states, other countries. Face covering. They recommend face coverings be worn by students. Any student who wishes to wear a cloth face mask should be allowed to. Now, can you see on the interior line of your football team, they're all wearing masks? No, it's not going
to
happen.
It's hard enough to breathe.
It's hard enough to breathe when they're out there practicing 100 degrees anyway. Okay. Referees and coaches can now use air horns instead of whistles and electronic whistles because they don't want those things in your mouth. Coaches, officials, and other game personnel should wear masks. And when they're not social distancing, weight rooms, you can just imagine what happens in the weight rooms. Football, you can practice, but in small cohorts. And drills that involve a single-use ball shared by students is forbidden. So explain to me, how you can take the ball from the center, turn and hand it to the running back, or throw to the wide receiver. Tell me how you're going to use. So the center practices, he centers the ball, and it just stays there because the quarterback has another ball that as he drops back, as he throws the pass, as it goes toward the receiver ignores it because he's got a ball in his hand already. Is that the way you're supposed to make it happen? No, that's what it says here. Drills that involve a single-use ball shared by other teammates are forbidden. Well, then how do you start the game? When he kicks the ball and the other on the kickoff. So I guess kickoffs won't happen. The referee will hand the player on the other team, I guess, a hermetically sealed football that he then opens. And then after he opens it up, they blow the whistle and everybody rushes down. Now, here's the thing. They come into it and they can have one-on-one blocking, but not two-on-one blocking. No, Neymar, no, nada, nope. Let me go further with this. You think I'm making this up? I'm reading this directly from the guidelines. I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to do it. Basketball. Players are allowed to shoot, but should practice only with one ball. Sharing of balls will not be allowed. Volleyball, the same thing. A player shouldn't contact a ball that's been touched by a teammate. So how do you set the ball? Okay, so somebody serves the ball over the net. What happens to it? And does it just disappear into the Ethernet? And then the setter has another ball, sets it, which doesn't make any difference because the player getting ready to spike it just has their own ball. I don't want to, you know, cross country, you can't run closer than 6 feet from each other. Wrestling.
I think marching band is safe.
Combatants cannot make physical contact with each other. Golf, even golf.
Wait, go back. Which wrestling one? Combatants can't cannot make physical contact?
Sorry. That's where we are. Sharing balls and rackets is not allowed in the tennis. Only machines are allowed for singles practice during phase one. Doubles practice will not be allowed during phase one and phase two. You know what? I'm not making this up. I'm just reading it off the CIF guidelines.
The world has gone bananas.
The world has gone mad. Now, I imagine somewhere in the CIF, the people who are writing this are probably in some of the protests, too. Walking around, sharing sweat and spit and anger, justification with each other in groups of thousands. I got to take a break here because I can only take so much of rules and regulations before I go kind of really over the top. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, you know, they've been around since 1982. 100% certified organic produce, large grocery selection. Some of those people have been working with Joe over there for over 25 years. It's a place to go when you want to eat healthy. They have experts there that can talk about it. They've got online seminars you can take a look at without having to go to classes. The place is immaculate, as always. So you talk about Orchard Nutrition. It's been there since 1982. It's won so many awards for being the very best in the best of the North State. They retired that classification, that category, because Joe always won. That's Orchard Nutrition and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
The people passing by, they were stopping to say, oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Go, Johnny, go! Go! Johnny, be good!
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 720 in the morning, and it is about 60 degrees right now. It's going to be going up to a high of 81 today. Is that about right? 81? Yeah, okay. On the 16th, this portion of the show, imagine living in a place where you get up in the morning and breakfast is ready for you. You take your pet on a walk and you come back and perhaps you want to sit down and play a game of cards with your friends, and then there's lunch served to you by a gourmet chef. In the afternoons, you find other games that you like to do, or you go for a walk or a drive, go shopping, and you come back home, rest a little bit, then a gourmet meal is again served to you. There's always toilet paper. There's always paper towels. You don't have to get out the carpet cleaning equipment. You don't have to wash the windows. Is this truly heaven? No, it's River Commons Senior Living, where you can go and have all of those things taken care of while you just enjoy life. Want to keep your stuff there while you travel and visit exotic places? River Commons is there to make sure all your stuff is safe. You worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. If you want to know more about that, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Frankly, I've got to watch how I read these things, because then I start thinking about no power washing. No power wash. You know what I did get after making that statement on Facebook about I had Naomi and Mimi Mosley volunteer to do the 1,000 bricks up front.
Uh-huh.
They said, wait, I'd love to do this. And then the other one said they'd love to do this. And I said, well, good. Then feel free to do the ones out front. I'll provide the power washer. You know, Mimi said we could probably do that. And I went, okay. I mean, I'm not stupid. Anyway, River Commons Senior Living, give them a call. 238-5981. Let's talk about President Trump is going to sign an executive order, which is titled Safe Policing for Safe Communities, and he's going to do that at about noon today. And essentially what it's saying, it's to uphold clear and high policing standards, promote accountability in law enforcement, and help equip police officers for constructive community engagement, which also means federal funds to have different assets available to the police, social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists, to help out on the streets and also help, you know, if they don't have counseling for the police, to help with all the brutality they see out there from the other side. Yes, but I said brutality from the other side. A policeman walks into an apartment or a house. Children have been abused. Wives have been abused, husbands have been abused. They walk in to places where they cannot help but have post-traumatic stress. Are they able to get the counseling they need? Are they able to put people out there when people are having mental problems instead of the police having the social, trying to handle the social problems of homelessness and this, that you have people that are trained on defusing, that this is what they do, de-escalation, going in to help. So the police aren't being used as social workers. I hope that's what they're talking about on this. Criminal justice reform. People that are in jail for minor things. And I'm not talking about theft and all that, but something that happened 5 years ago, they hadn't been in trouble before and they end up in jail. Now, that's rare that happens, but we ought to be able to take a look at that on some of them. This one lady that was put in jail for 25 years because she sold marijuana. That seems a little harsh when it was her first offense, yet that's what happened. That was that big case that President Trump got the lady out for. Anyway, he's going to issue that today. New Mexico had a protest. They wanted to pull down the statue of a conquistador general. And this man is not one of the favorite people from the state. However, he was the first. He's the one that started the Hispanic Heritage in New Mexico. And demonstrators clashed between protesters trying to pull down the statue and the New Mexico Civil Guard, which is, I assume, it looks like a militia. So that they attempted to protect the controversial sculpture, a monument that features Spanish conquistador Juan de Onate, according to the Albuquerque Journal. It appears that one of the civil guard shot one of the protesters. He was under attack, it appears, if you look at the article in the paper. So the police moved in and had all the civil guard on the ground. Armed civil guard on the ground, and we're collecting guns. So this is not the first time it's happened. The police used chemical irritants and flashbangs to protect officers and detain those involved in the shooting. Officers were seen taking five or six men dressed in military uniforms, type uniforms, away. Now let's go back to ours, what we had here. We had... And we had our protest. People say they were armed. I was out there. I was driving by. I didn't see anybody walking around armed. First of all, it's illegal. Now, were people carrying CCW? Well, if they were, it's concealed. And there's all this thing about, you know, the anger about all this, it's forgetting about why the protest was about. It was, you know, to protest excessive brutality. Well, there was no brutality out there. There was two groups of people that actually marched together, and it was very peaceful. Now, when you look at other places around the country, and this is one of them where guns came out and were used, whether it's for self-defense or not, we don't know yet. But the looting, the burning, the damage, stores ruined, livelihoods finished, stores and shops in the inner cities that supported the inner cities, gone. Big box stores, gone. And the governors and mayors are pleading for the big box stores. No, please, come back in, come back in. Well, you know, you got to think about if you're going to do that one more time. So none of this happened in Redding. None of this happened in Shasta County. None of this happened in Chico. None of this happened in Alturas. Of course, Alturas may not have had anything going on. They never got a case of the coronavirus. They didn't have one case after all of this. So I'm not sure if anybody lives in Alturas or Modoc County. I'm sure people do. But if they ever got together, I mean, if all the protesters in Modoc County got together at one time, they couldn't take over a phone booth.
Alturas' population is about 2,500. Modoc County is just shy of 9,000.
That's what I'm saying. If you got every protester together, if you still had phone booths, which you don't, which, by the way, if you think about it, is this part of the trouble? Because there's no phone booths, there are no places for Superman to change. And with no phone booths, no Superman. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be with
Shasta County Public Library?
Yes, Shasta County Public Library. I'm trying to think exactly who it was going to be, but it's Jason Prado from the Shasta County Public Library. He's going to be talking about what's going on at the library. Is it open? What's happening? We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. They're open for business, and in fact, they're filled. A lot of the classes are filled. More guns bought during April or March and April than ever before in our country. If you have a firearm, you got to learn how to use it and keep it safely in your home. And Northern Firearms Instruction is probably the best place to go to. This is what Ted Leidy does. This is his business. He makes sure all of his instructors are constantly having classes on the best techniques, on safety, on the laws of how you can carry safely and legally. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 7:30 in the morning and 60 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live everywhere. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow. Today, the 16th of June, 7:34 in the morning, and 61 degrees going up to 80 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793, and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. been helping people since 1993. All your insurance and in financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell does a wonderful job at helping people, making sure they're safe, making sure their investments are safe. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. The library, the Shasta County Public Library, which has been closed now for how long?
We closed officially in March, I believe.
Yeah, March 20th was our first day of closure.
March 20th, okay. And I'm here with Jason Prada.
Yeah.
Good morning. Jason used to work with us, did a wonderful job. But it's on opportunity at the library, and I'm so glad you found a place that that you're happy, and not that you weren't happy here, but that worked out really well for you.
Oh yeah, no, and I really enjoyed my time here, but as you said, there was an opportunity for me to get just more involved in the community at Shasta at the public library system, and I took it, and I'm very happy there. And
well, let's just say other things too, like health benefits, and you've got a family, and all those things.
Yeah,
come on. This, I understand.
Little things.
Little things like that. And Malia Beckstrand, good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me about you. I know Jason, but what about you?
So I'm the Youth Services Supervisor at the Shasta Public Libraries. So 0 up to 10 is under my umbrella. So I have a hand in all of the programming, the collection development at Reading, all sorts of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're wearing masks. So, I'm looking at their eyes. Okay, here's the big question. When is the library going to open?
I will take this one.
Yeah, I'll let you handle that one.
So we are reopening to the public the week of the 22nd. So starting next Monday, the Reading Library will open. The following Tuesday, so the 23rd, Anderson will open, and then Bernie will open on the 24th.
Mm-hmm. How many people go through our library system?
Every year we get 1 million people.
Now, 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
Now, that's three different libraries. So that's all the libraries, right?
Actually, I believe that's just the Reading branch, I believe, wasn't it?
How do you get 1 million people in there? I go to the library. And what you need? How many people a day do you need then? I guess we could figure that out. You open 7 days a week?
The Reading branch is open 7 days a week.
Okay, so what's that? 100 people a day? I have no idea. Look this one up. How many people would have to show up at the Reading Library daily to come up to 1 million people in 1 year? I give that to Ashley, and Ashley's eyes get wide, and then she just makes things happen.
Yes.
However, do they count that as, of course, that's not each one's new. Those are people coming in and out, so you must count me like six times. If I come in, get a book, leave, come back, bring the book back. So it's just total population there. Does that include like online?
I
hate to ask you this question because more and more people are using online,
getting
the books, so you can download them into your computers.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing that we're doing since we were closed. That was a big push for us because we still have lots of resources available online that we want to promote to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, ebooks, audiobooks, Ancestry, for example, from home, people can do that. I mean, there's just lots of programs.
Is that free, the Ancestry?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Free with library card. Yeah.
What does that mean? You can just follow, you can go back, track your family line, but is there like extra things involved with that? Like, can you get your DNA tested?
I believe.
Well, there is a DNA testing component, but I believe it's separate.
Yeah, I think you have to pay for that one.
You
probably
do have to pay for that, yeah.
Because that cost. Okay.
Yeah,
we found out my sister had none of the DNA the rest of the family had. No, I'm just kidding. I've been telling her that since she was three. No, you were adopted, honey. No, it's okay, honey. I know you look a lot like Dad, but no, you were adopted. And no, I'm not off my meds today. That was one from the chat room. Okay, now, you all came in here today because you've got some big things coming up.
Yeah.
Now that we're opening. Yeah.
We do, yeah.
I love that library, by the way. I have my card. And there's certain authors I like. And you all have them. It's so easy to check a book out. You can do it. And checking it back in, you don't have to stand in line or do any of those things.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point to kind of bring up right now. So for anybody who's listening right now who actually does have materials checked out, You can bring them back to the library and drop them off in our book drops. They're just, you know, off to the side of the parking lot. And so if you have any materials that have been checked out since we have been closed, you're more than welcome to bring them by anytime.
No, no, no. If you've had the book for 30 days and you don't want it back, I think that belongs to the owner. I mean, isn't that like possession is 9/10 of the law? I wish I'd known you were doing this. I'd have gone in and cleaned out all your
Robert Patterson books. We're having some limits on what people can take, obviously. Okay. You know, so some numbers limits. But yeah, and I believe there's also curbside pickup. Yes. As well. And that's okay. Been huge for us lately. And actually, Malia, if you want to talk about that for a second, that would be awesome.
Sure. So we at the library have been pulling a bunch of holds. There was one point in time where the holds list itself was 100 pages. So that's a lot of books to pull. So we set up a system in which we would contact people once their books were ready to be picked up, and we scheduled an appointment with them. That way we could still do social distancing, keep everyone safe, and we would take the books outside, already pre-checked out for the patrons.
Wow, that works.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Don't have to do anything then. So I could go online to see all the books you have, and right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I say, okay, I want these books by this author, Mark Twain. And I see you've got six of them. So I say I want all six, and then you could come down with those books. What happens then? You take my card?
No. So what you would do is we actually have a dedicated phone line to hold curbside pickup. So once you got to for the Reading branch, once you got to the front of the library, you would call that phone number, let us know that you were here. Give us the last four numbers on your library card so we can verify the information. We would then check it out and bring the materials outside.
Okay. All right. That seemed to work. Mm-hmm. So you've been able to keep the library going
like that.
Okay. Have you got some other things going on that are, you know, now that you've kicking it off again, are you limited? I guess you're going to be limited by how many people you can have in there. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you have a counter there at the door?
Mm-hmm. We will have a counter. So there are different capacities for each branch. So for Reading, it'll be 100 people. Anderson is 20, and Burney is 10.
Now, are you also going to have social distancing in there?
Yes, we've actually marked down the entire library with tape to kind of direct the flow of traffic. We've also taped off squares that are 6 feet apart. So if you do need to wait in line at the customer service desk, for example, there are spaces that you can stand at that are 6 feet apart.
What about length of stay in the library?
That will be 1 hour.
1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you have some people that come in there and spend hours
library.
I do, yes. And depending on, however, of R&R capacity, once they use up, you know, that hour, if they need to come back, you know, later that day, they can.
Okay. Yeah. So how long do they have to stay out? An hour?
Unless something has changed, as far as I know, there's no time limit they need to be outside. As long as they leave the library at their specified time, they could just turn right back around and get a new time.
Okay. All right. Because I know you have people there that's been hours on the computers and stuff. Are the computers limited for how much time somebody can stay on that?
So the computers are limited as well to an hour session.
Okay. Are they always limited? Were they always limited?
Yeah, it depends. It's usually an hour to 2 hours, but if needed, you know, we can always extend that time.
If you need that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were doing research or something like
yes.
that. Okay. Yeah. I'm here with Jason Prado and Malia Beckstrand from the Shasta County Public Library, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back after that and discuss some programs they have coming up as they're kicking off. The library is opening again, you know, so there should be, like, bells and whistles and fireworks going on here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, Board of Directors is local. They have done a tremendous job in supporting our community. They move people's dreams forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or you can just stop by the two branches here in Reading at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Old Reading Shopping Center, or at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. If you're in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with the Shasta County Public Library.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Oh, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The time is 7:49 in the morning. It's 62 degrees out there, going up to about 80, 81 today, 16th of June, Tuesday. And
I have to explain because you're giving me a look.
I love that song.
Yes.
And it comes from the series
Outlander. So Outlander, each of the songs in and out that I've been doing, because books are a purely visual medium, mm-hmm. I've been doing the opening song from book series that have been made into TV shows. So I did Game of Thrones, I did Westworld, now Outlander, I have Dexter lined up.
Outlander is nice. The song. I mean, I'll most of the time I'll just skip through because everything I have is
been recorded. That's one of my favorites.
I know, I'll skip through the beginning of it, you know, but that's the only, it's one of the few songs I'll listen to for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the story behind that song? Who recorded it?
The version I have says Catherine Jones and Raya Yarborough.
Okay, cool. Hey, the version I have right now is the Shasta County Public Library, and Malia Beckstrom and Jason Prado are here, and we're talking about the library's opening up next week.
Yep.
The
22nd for Reading, 23rd for Anderson, and 24th for Bernie.
And there will be rules. There will be no more than 100 in there. You can spend no more than an hour at a time. Everything will be limited that way. Are you still going to do maybe limited curbside?
I think that was the original plan. There is going to be still curbside pickup for people who do still want to do that. And I believe it's for a couple of hours during the day.
But see, that makes sense because some people who have maybe underlying conditions, mm-hmm. that, you know, they spend, you know, probably a long time reading, a lot of time reading, especially during all this going on.
Oh, yeah.
That they still need to be able to get the books. I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. We're looking to see if we can make it work.
Yeah, not that you really care what I think, but I think that's a good idea.
We liked it, too. We thought it did well to serve our community.
Okay. I see you've got all this, the summer blast. Mm-hmm. Is that still happening?
Yeah. So Summer Blast is our summer reading program that the Shasta Public Libraries does every single year. And it's very much to promote just reading over the summer to prevent what's called the summer slide, for kids, preschool, teens, as well as for adults to get involved and to be a role model and for reading. And we have different programs all summer long, and obviously things have changed due to COVID-19, and so we've had to push a lot of these programs to online instead of in person. So, for example, some of these programs, we're going to be recording videos. We're going to be having Zoom meetings for them. Actually, right now, Malia, we did a kit that kids could take home, families could take home.
Yes. So one of our biggest Summer Blast programs at Reading is called Messy Paint Day, and it is very messy. We set out it's the messiest program I've ever been involved in as a librarian. We set out paint, different kinds of brushes. We'll have paper lining a wall of the outside garden. We've had kids dip themselves in paint and roll around the paper. Like, it's very, very messy. But due to COVID-19 restrictions, we couldn't have that kind of program. So we put together art kits that parents could pick up from the library and then take home.
You know, parents are having to pick up the slack over the last, since March, teaching their kids at home. And I think anything you can provide, since they're not going to be, they've got them in, at least they won't be maybe sheltering in place all summer.
Oh, yeah.
They can get out. This will give them something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've had, just along with Summer Blast, we've been, promoting story times, you know, that are read by celebrities and just authors all summer. We actually have Homework Help, for example, that's done by Teaching Books, which we've been promoting, which promotes certain books, and you can do homework assignments with those as well. So, yeah.
When the school year picks up, does the traffic pick up in the library?
Oh.
Do people still use the library to find out things like they used to, or is it online now?
I would say yes. If you're sitting at the reference desk, some mm-hmm. people will come up and ask a question, and you'll have to do a little bit of digging or some research. We're always recommending books at the desks.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite parts of the job, actually, is having a kid come up to me and say, well, I just finished The Ranger's Apprentice, what can I read next?
And then you tell them?
I give them some options, yes.
So controlling what the little kids read, is that what you're saying?
No,
just
not
kidding,
at all.
Just kidding. Calm down, chat room. Calm down. Okay, so the summer blast, the reading programs, and the painting. You're putting together painting kits then. What other things do you have going on for the summer?
So one of the things we have that's actually today, if I can find it on this calendar. So it's a teen and adult program called Freeing Your Life with Words, and it's live via Zoom. And it's being presented by Susan Woolridge in partnership with Poets and Writers and California Center for the Book. And so that's today. It's completely free. Like I said, it's live via Zoom, so you'll be able to interact with the presenter as well. So we have that program coming up. We also have something that I'm looking forward to. It's another take-home kit for the tweens this time, and it's called Smash That Book. And it's to kind of promote smash booking. So it's a cool scrapbook, in essence.
What is a smash book?
So a smash book, you can take any sort of journal, and you can put ticket stubs and pictures, little notes to yourself, different kinds of paper to add different kinds of textures. So you make the journal a little bit more lively instead of just writing things down.
Okay. Like a scrapbook.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's cool. And I just, you know, that's a, you know, you wonder if kids still do scrapbooks.
Oh, well, I know there's interest in a lot of our take-home kits. For example, for those take-home kits that we were doing for Messy Paint Day, how many million did we start off with?
We put together 40 kits.
Okay.
And as of yesterday afternoon, we had 2 left.
Okay. So people are coming in, getting the kits for their kids.
Yeah, so we have the Smash Book coming up. That's a take-home kit, as well as a soap making for teens. That's another take-home kit.
Are you requiring masks at the library for the patrons?
For the patrons, no. All staff will be wearing masks and gloves once we reopen.
So if I pick up a book and I take it out and I look at it, when I put it back in, do I have to sanitize or I'm okay?
Well, obviously, we're going to be doing our best job to go around, maintain, and sanitize all materials. Just try and keep up with everything as quickly as possible.
Okay. So, I think it's great that the library is opening again. I think that it can be a focal point of a community. Mm-hmm. And you all have so many different events going on and so many things that are open to people. Unfortunately, COVID is going to restrict this. But you're working around that as much as you can. I really think the curbside pickup is continuing that for at least another month or so to let those people that do have underlying conditions be able to utilize the library. It's a great idea. Now, let's talk about, quickly, we only got like 2 minutes left. If I want to read a book online, how do I do that?
Me? Okay, yeah, I'll go. So we have OverDrive and Libby. So, like, you can download Libby on your phone, on a tablet. You can read it on your computer.
And that's free.
And it is completely free.
Okay.
You just need a library card, which is also completely free.
Completely free. Yeah.
And so you would just type in the title that you're searching for, and if we have it, you'll be able to check it out or put it on hold. So it's very, very easy to get that set up. Like I said, you just need a library card.
So then it's put on hold, and then do you automatically come to me and tell me it's okay, it's available for you?
It automatically checks itself out once it's available.
And does it tell me I've got it then?
Yep. So you get a little notification that pops up saying, hey, this book is available for you. Do you still want it? So you'll then go into your account, click borrow, and it's then checked out.
And you can read it on your phone, you can read it on your tablet, or your regular computer.
Yes, and the cool thing is, let's say you don't have time to finish it before it's due and someone else has that book on hold. Mm-hmm. Once you get it back, once you check it back out, it picks up where you left off.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. If it's a month later, though, I have to start like 2 chapters back, though, to kind of catch up on where I was. I'm here with Melina Beckstrand and Jason Prado from the Shasta County Public Library, and thanks so much for coming in. You've got all these new events coming. We're going to hear a lot more about it. I hope you're going to leave this for me so we can put it in the window.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So people can see that the library is opening. It's opening Monday here in Reading, and Tuesday in Anderson, Wednesday in Burney.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take advantage of this library. It's a great deal. It's a great idea. It's good for kids. You know, books are good. And if you don't want to go down there, you can still get them online by with a free app that they you can download from the library. You can't make it any easier. There are no excuses.
Truly.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Rick Bassetti with us. We're going to be talking about baseball camps, but a whole lot more about what's happening in our community and around our nation.
Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After a dismal March and April, retail sales bounced back big time in May, and President Trump has taken to Twitter to celebrate.
The president tweeted, quote, "Wow, May retail sales show biggest one-month increase of all time, up 17.7%. He continued, "For bigger than projected, looks like a big day for the stock market and jobs."
Correspondent Ken Lorman, Wall Street's key averages are sharply higher this hour. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell cautions that there is significant uncertainty remaining over the timing and the strength of the economic recovery.
Appearing before the Senate Banking Committee, Powell warned the longer the recession lasts, the worse the damage that will be inflicted on the job market and businesses. Powell says the central bank was committed to using all of its powers to cushion the economic fallout from the coronavirus. However, he noted that until the public is confident that the disease has been contained, a full recovery is unlikely.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. In about 1 hour, President Trump to sign an executive order on police reform.
The president wants to incentivize police departments to use best practices when it comes to the use of force.
This is about law and order, but it's about justice also. And it's about safety.
Senior administration officials say the president's executive order also seeks more information sharing to stop the transfer of bad cops to other police departments. And Mr. Trump will also address homelessness, mental health, and drug and alcohol addiction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British researchers say they have the first evidence that a drug can improve COVID-19 survival. It's a cheap, widely available steroid called dexamethasone, reduced deaths by up to a third in severely ill, hospitalized patients. Wall Street, the Dow is up 117 points, the NASDAQ up 35, the S&P 15 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-600-3010. That's 800-600-3010. 800-600-3010.
A new coronavirus outbreak has infected more than 100 people in Beijing. Authorities there warn the situation is very severe. The BBC's Stephen McDonald is in the Chinese capital.
Residents living in the district around the massive Xinfadi wholesale market have been told they can't leave Beijing. All taxis are also now banned from driving beyond the city limits. In addition, tens of thousands of people who've been inside the market where the new coronavirus infections appeared, as well as several other smaller markets, have been told to report to the authorities and then remain at home in quarantine. Beijing is conducting mass testing for anyone who's had contact with these huge food distribution centers.
The resurgence in China highlighting public health expert calls for vigilance as many nations move ahead with easing their virus restrictions in a bid to revive their sagging economies. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Justice Department clears the way for the first federal executions since 2003.
At the direction of Attorney General William Barr, the Federal Bureau of Prisons scheduled three executions to take place days apart beginning July 13th. The fourth execution is scheduled for late August. Federal executions were scheduled to begin last December, but some of the inmates filed legal challenges against the Justice Department's new single drug procedure. In April, an appeals court threw out a judge's order that had put the executions on hold. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A man was shot and wounded last night as protesters in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tried to tear down a bronze statue of a Spanish conquistador outside a museum. The shooting victim's in critical but stable condition. Police say there was a confrontation between the vandals and some armed men who were there standing by trying to protect that statue. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 16th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, and here we are trying to wind down COVID-19, but that means we're into the red flag part of the year already. Even though, well, it's June. I shouldn't say that already. So what's it look like out there, Ashley?
We're looking at a high of 80 degrees today. It should be a gorgeous day, but into tonight and through Thursday, we're looking at some pretty high winds, especially coming from the north, which tend to be our driest winds. Breeze today will be 7 to 10 miles per hour, but we're getting up to 25 miles per hour by this time tomorrow with a pretty constant wind of 14 to 18. So that means it's very easy for fire to spread on top of the extra dry days and the temperatures rising throughout the rest of the week and into next week. We're looking at triple digits over the weekend. It's going to be warm and dry and a high potential for fire. That's why we have our red flag warning through Thursday.
Okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, has won awards for hiring veterans there. And they have a number of things that they've done for our community, so many things that Shasta Gas Propane has done. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans also. I'm here with Rick Bassetti.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Is he on? Okay.
Am I on now? There, I hear it now. There you go. Good morning, Carl.
I had to turn I had to turn myself up. Okay. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm living the dream. We're actually going to be on a baseball field here pretty soon.
Well, you know, we talked about last time you were here, and you were just visibly emotional. Not that you're not an emotional guy, but this is the first time since you were, what, would you say 10?
Six.
6 years old that you didn't have a bat in your hand.
Wasn't on a baseball field.
Wasn't on a baseball field since you were 6 years old when we had to cancel this year.
Yeah, it was really hard. And I think I mentioned before, part of the hard thing, too, was when I was making the call to the 28, 29 players that we had coming to Reading to play this summer, their disappointment and their ability, you know, not to get on the field or their lack of opportunity to get back onto the field because they'd lost their college season in the early part of March. And now here they're going to get to come back and now start playing and competing and trying to get better. And now you got to make the call and say, hey, you know, because of this stuff, we're going to have to stop the season. And they were just all just really distraught. A lot of them were real distraught because this was their big moment. This was going to be their opportunity because a lot of the players, you know, might not have been the starters on their team, but this is their chance for them to get better. And they're going to get a chance to show themselves. And we've had some kids come in like that, and they became our stars and then had great seasons, and it helped them in the following season at college. So,
and they got a lot of good coaching because coaches know who you are and what the program is out here. So they're happy to send their players. You know, may not be their starters, but they know they're going to get solid coaching, play 44 games.
Right.
They get to swing the bat a lot. They get to field. You know, you play it. You're different than –
than in the college. You make them make their own decisions as opposed to everything being told, them being told what to do.
Well, what we try to do, Carl, too, is, you know, Barrick Faskin, who's our field manager, he played 3 years of professional baseball. Mm-hmm. And he and I talked about it, and we said, you know, these kids' lives are controlled nowadays from the time they're 8 years old till they're in college. The coaches are calling every pitch. They're calling every play. They're telling them, you know, you see these kids wearing these armbands now, and the coaches are yelling signals out to them, you know. And it's not like sandlot baseball anymore. And they're not learning how to play the game on their own, but using their own instincts and being what we call preparing a game clock in their head. Every mm-hmm. kid should have that clock in his head, knowing what he should do at any moment. And so during the time I'm talking to coaches saying, we bring them here, I hope you don't mind. We're not going to tell them that we're better or anything like that. We're just going to teach them a little different. We're going to teach them a professional game. And the professional game, you have to know what's going on. Why do you think you see these guys out on the field when you're watching TV in the playoffs and during the regular season? These guys make these great plays, and they always say baseball's a game of inches. Uh-huh. A guy makes that full layout dive, and he catches the ball right at the end of his glove. That's because it's years of preparation, knowing who's at the plate, how's this pitcher pitching, how fast is the guy, how, you know, where does this guy generally hit the ball, and am I anticipating and leaning that way? And that's what makes those great catches or those great plays by the infielders mm-hmm. is that type of preparation.
Because they lean over, maybe they lean over, you know, 6 inches.
Right, or they take a step.
Yeah.
The guy starts his windup, and he goes, my gut's telling me go here. And so that's what he does, and now he makes that nice backhand, comes up, makes a long throw across the infield, bang, bang, at first, they got him. Inning over, they save the run. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we try to infuse that into our game, and we tell the coaches, pitchers and catchers will call their game. You know, Barrick will let them play and play the game. Mm-hmm. And there'll be times when he'll say, no, your experience level isn't this high yet. I want you to throw this pitch in this situation. And hopefully, and then after the inning comes in, he'll explain to the catcher and the pitcher, this is why we wanted you to do that then. Get it? Okay, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, because what happened?
Well, you're there to coach, and they're young. They're not pros.
Right.
And they come here to learn.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And they learn a different way than they do in college, which I think is really will enhance what happens when they come back.
Well, it's part of their society today that we have where we control everything.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, very little is left to the instinctual side of life. I mean, you in your military, you probably, as a coach, colonel, you had soldiers come to you that had an instinct for being a warrior, and you had guys that had no clue how to be a warrior, and your job was to hone those edges for these guys, you know, make those guys who are going to be your guys who are going to be your leaders out on the field. And then you got the guys who are going to have to come along and support him.
We find is 10%. You don't spend a lot of time on them because they're just, they know what to do. They're, you know, initiative and this. 10% aren't going to be able to do it no matter how much time you spend with them.
Right.
It's that 80% in the middle that you have the largest impact on that you can teach them the correct ways of doing their job, doing their mission. That bottom 10%, you try to put them in spots with small with strong leadership and strong teams, and that will bring them along. It's not that they're not courageous.
Right.
It's that they just, their skill sets
are off.
Their skill sets are a little strange.
You know, it's the same on a baseball team
or
football team, a basketball team. You generally don't have a team of 8 stars or 10 stars. You have a team of some stars that carry the other people, and then you have your role players. And what a great way to learn. You know, you always hear people talk about how former athletes make really good employees in this industry or that industry. And it's because they know how to be a team player. They understand when they're told by the leader saying, okay, your role is this. You're my second baseman. I don't expect you to hit 30 home runs a year. I don't expect you to do this or that. But I want you to turn every double play, and I want you to play, you know, 990 defense and hit 240 for me, okay? And so once people accept and understand what their roles are in life, your guy, hey, you carry this 150 pounds of pack, and you carry it from here to here, so this guy has everything that he needs to do what he needs to do.
You carry the mortar plate, son. Oh, thank you, sir. If you've ever carried a mortar plate, you realize that is not really a reward, but it's somebody's got to carry it.
Exactly. And so, you know, we're really excited about the opportunity to put on our first academy. It's not just a weekend or a day camp or something like that to get kids out of the house. I've had a number of parents already sign up. We've got, you know, we're going to see how it goes with how many. It's going to be a little more advanced. I had a parent send me an email yesterday saying, well, my young boy he's an advanced player. And will he be challenged? You know, that sort of thing. And I said, well, you know, we're going to have a lot of kids coming in here. And we will have at least a minimum of 1-to-10 ratio with coaches to the players.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have a couple, 3 days, 4 days of the camp, we can start recognizing who has what skill sets. And then we can start rearranging the kids over. And we can take those who need more and start introducing more to them, and the other kids getting more just the physical stuff. You know, I mean, here's how you swing a bat. Here's how you hold the ball. Mm-hmm. And we will challenge these young advanced players with the philosophies, you know, the mental preparation. Because I always say this when someone talks about, well, what's the difference of that kid out there and what's the difference of that kid? What's his chance to play professionally? I said, it becomes mental at a certain point. There are a million people that can physically play baseball, swing a bat, throw a ball. You got lots of guys who go out there and throw really hard. Or you got guys who have really great bat speed. But how do you hit the ball with great bat speed? How do you throw strikes with, you know, a great arm? And that's what you learn. And then how do you handle diversity or adversity? How do you handle failure? When scouts come and watch young players playing at a college level, at high school level, they're as much or more interested on him striking out with a man on second base and two outs to score the winning run. Because what's that kid's response going to be? Because you know what? He's going to do that more.
Then he's going to get the hit.
Then he's going to get the hit.
I love it.
And he's going to have to know how to deal with that. Because when you're playing a 162-game schedule in a regular major league season, you know, baseball is just a game of percentages. All right? And you have to recognize the percentage play at the time when it happens. And so that's what the game clock is. That's what has to be in every player's head when he's out on the field. And so, you know, they want to see if the kid's going to pout and throw his bat down and push out his lip and, you know, walk off the field with his head down. Or he's going to go, oops, okay, I'll get you next time.
Yeah, you lucked out this time. Show them the curve. 8:16 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. Rick Pacetti's with me. They're having a baseball camp.
Yes.
And we're going to make sure you have all the information you need to get a hold of them. People have signed up already. And how many people can you take?
Well, you know, I've got enough players in the area here to where we could have 100 kids in groups of 10.
Okay.
So we'd have like, we'll probably end up, if we had 100 kids there, that we'd probably have like 12 coaches there.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a minimum up to 50, okay? So we'll have, and we might even go down a little bit lower. And those kids will really get some intensity because it's 6 weeks, and it's Monday, Tuesday, and it's going to be 8 to 12 Monday, Tuesday for 6 weeks starting July 6th.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to go over a lot of stuff that these kids, I don't expect them to retain, just like you would have.
Oh, yeah. You know? No, you know what?
Some of them will. That 10%, there's going to be 10% out there that's going to retain 50% of what we give them. And when they go to the next level, they don't have to go and tell the coach or tell whatever, hey, well, I learned this over here, and they're better than you. And that. No, that's not. We don't stress that. Just use it.
Just use it.
Use it. You get on the field, and you just use it.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Kind of like that. Yeah, they've got a great selection of firearms, and they will also teach you how to use them correctly. Locally owned, locally operated, started around 10 years ago. John Bastiani has built a knockout business here and competes with the big box stores. He does well competing with them because he has customer service. His people actually know something about the guns they're talking about. They've used those guns. They can help people whether you're a beginner or you're somebody that's got a lot of trigger time. That's Bastiani Arms. They're at 2539 Larkspur. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. You can give them a call at 222-8222. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Rick Pacetti.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Talking baseball, Lazuski Campanella, talking baseball.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is, it's about 61 right now. It's going up to 81. It's going to be a really nice day, but the red flag warnings are going on tonight because it's going to get hotter and the wind's blowing. This weekend it's going to be triple digits. Triple digits. Then I'm giving you this phone number. Write it down, 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. If your air conditioner's just been doing okay, yeah, it's all right. And then when it hits 106 this weekend and it says, capacitor blows out, like it did on mine a couple weeks ago, who are you going to call? Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. It's a veteran-owned business. Outstanding service. Offering warranties, guarantees. They get their people out there. They do the job. They're in and out. They don't waste your time. They don't waste your money. They just come in and fix what's wrong. Alliance Heating and Air. Have you had your filters checked or your air ducts checked and the thermostats? Maybe you ought to get on that six-month plan like we are. They come in every 6 months, make sure everything's working right. Alliance Heating and Air. Learn more at homecomfort.org or, again, give them a call at 221-2642. I'm here with Rick Bassetti. He's got a baseball camp where they can take up to 100 kids. And can you imagine those kids you've had inside your house for 2 months and they like baseball, but now the Little League's canceled? Here's a chance to get them out for 6 weeks, 2 days a week, and learn how to play baseball better. And if they're in the advanced side of it, as Rick was just talking about, after a couple of after a week or so, then they're going to start pushing people into other, you know, into those different cohorts that need, you know, need to be challenged.
Who are ready
to be challenged?
Yeah, they need to be challenged in that. It's I don't like to use the word, you know, we want to do a better job, or we're just going to expose you to different, more advanced information. And that's what I tried. I mentioned earlier before the break, the parent that had called in, I said, you know, it's going to be up to the individual participant at the camp if they retain it or not. But they're going to be hearing ideas and philosophies and defensive strategies and offensive perspectives of the game that they haven't heard before, that they haven't learned in Little League or even in their travel ball and things like this. We don't teach out of a book. We teach from experience and life. And I know that when you were able to relate to some of your junior officers, hey, when I was in this situation, this was going on, I found that this worked out best for me. And I can do that. I can say, hey, when I was facing Catfish Hunter, or I was facing Nolan Ryan, or I was doing this sort of thing, or Barrick saying, when I was pitching in a clutch situation, and this is what I had to do to get the out, a lot of the people don't have that experience to be able to tell, because you coach and you teach from experience and from stories. And so that's what we'll be able to offer them. You know, our camp is $500.
Okay.
It's 48 hours of instruction over the 6 weeks. So, you know, if you look at it that way, it's about $12 an hour at the most. But they're going to get exposed to stuff. They're going to get, we're going to have custom shirts made for these kids.
Well, they get outside, they learn something, they get to talk to other kids, and they can come home. I mean, it's before noon,
and
before it gets too hot, and then be able to, but the big thing is, it's not just exercise, it's learning. And learning from guys that know what they're talking about. Some of the best times I have with you, Rick, is you telling stories about things that happened to you, that you get set up, you know, by people, how you wouldn't play, you know, you knew you're always going to play if they had a night game before.
And who was it? It was Lou Brock.
Lou Brock.
When I was
you knew
Louis
that
Cardinals.
If he was playing at night, he was not going to play during the day.
If we had a day game the next day, I was in there. And he would always say, hey, kid, get your sleep tonight because you're in there tomorrow.
And then the one day he was forced to play the next day, he goes, get ready.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got thrown out of the game on the first pitch.
Second pitch, you know. He walked up and set it all up with the umpire and told the umpire, you know, Dutch Rennert. And he goes, Dutch, I don't care where the first pitch is. And Lou is the nicest guy in the world. He goes,
he seemed like a gentleman when you saw him.
He was totally a gentleman. And he just says, you know, Dutch, the guy's making me play, and I don't want to play today. So wherever the first pitch is, you go ahead and call it a strike. And the same thing with the second pitch. And I'm just going to step out. You tell me to get back in the box. And then at the second one, throw me out of the game, okay? And Dutch says, all right, Lou, whatever you want.
I can just imagine the catcher who is sitting there watching this, listening to this.
It was Steve Yeager.
Yeah, oh, Steve Yeager, okay.
Yeah, and Don Sutton was pitching.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting down in the bullpen messing around with the guys, you know, it started the game. Hey, we're just joking around, stuff like this. And next thing I know, we're all going, what's Lou doing? Because Lou never argued.
Yeah.
Lou was like the consummate player and gentleman and, you know, the ambassador of baseball. And, you know, he steps out and you can see his head bobbing like this, and the umpire, you know, points back at the batter's box. So Lou steps back in, and then here comes the next pitch and he calls it a strike, and Lou steps out and his head starts bobbing. And what he's telling Dutch, okay, Dutch, now you can throw me out. And Dutch says, okay, Lou, have a good day off. Boom, you're gone. You know, and the phone rings in the bullpen, Bosetti, grab your bat. So I get to go up and face Don Sutton. No balls, two strikes. He throws me a curveball. My knees wrinkle a little bit, and strike three, sit down.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this one, but I'm just throwing this at you.
Sure.
Who was, in your opinion, the best baseball team ever?
Oh, God, there's so many different ways to judge them and stuff, you know. I mean, two teams come to my mind, you know, as far as, you know, the 60, everyone always talks about the 63 Yankees and Murder Row, you know, and all the home runs, you know, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, you know, DiMaggio was still around, you know. I mean, you had a team that just killed people, right? And then I think of the Dodgers, like when the Dodgers in, was it 68, you know, and you had Drysdale, Koufax, Claude Osteen. They had a team ERA that was like, you know, right at two and couldn't score a run. Mm-hmm. But their pitching was fantastic. And so, you know, there's lots of different ways to go about that. Some of the modern teams have, you know, I say modern was anytime after me, which, you know, I finished in 82. There have been some really good teams. The game is not – the game changes a little bit. The philosophies that they have now, you know, play different.
Do you think that anybody will ever beat the DiMaggio record of, was it 56 straight?
Consecutive games.
And with the hit.
You know, I'd hate to ever say never because nobody thought that, you know,
Pete Rose.
Lou Gehrig's record.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 2,192 games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, I played 192 in 79. I played every game of the season. I went up to almost 200 games, and I got hurt. You know, I know what it's like. I played hurt when I played 162. My last 2 weeks of the season, I had a pretty swollen left ankle, and I never taped anything. You know, but I was having to get it taped, and you know, in Canada they had aspirins called 292s and 222s that had a little bit of codeine in them. And it was over-the-counter thing. And I was taking those, you know, to try to get in those last 2 weeks of the season to play. And guys did that. And so I never thought that record would ever be broken. And then you have, you know, Cal comes along and does it. So it might be harder today to do the 56 in a row. Because of the way the pitching is now?
Well, Pete Rose said, and we got to take a break here. Sure. Pete Rose said, remember, Rose made a run at it.
Sure.
And he says, I'm facing three different pitchers in a game, sometimes more. And when DiMaggio, and he says, I'm not taking anything away from him, but he would face one pitcher in a game.
Yeah. Sometimes two. Yeah, sometimes two. Yeah.
And where in today's game, it's you're facing so many different pitchers,
right?
But still, 56 games with
a
hit.
It's going to be difficult. And a lot of guys don't even play 56 games in a row now. You have stars, guys that are your $25 million guys that take a day off after 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They take a day off. They go, well, let's rest his legs, let's rest his arm, whatever. I'm going, man. When I was playing ball, and the guys that when I came up. The guys that I was watching, your pitchers, you know, you saw like Steve Carlton. I watched Steve Carlton stand on the mound and point at Danny Ozark was coming to get him out of the game. You know, it was getting tight. Got a man on. It's a one-run ball game, seventh inning. Mm-hmm. Not the fifth. Seventh inning. And Steve Carlton stood on the mound and pointed at the dugout. Told him, turn around and get back in the dugout. I got this.
And did he?
Ozark stopped at the line and looked at him. He says, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, I'm sure. Ozark turned around, went back to the dugout. Lefty got out of it.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have that in today's game because the players who are there today have been brought up in a society now where they're considerably softer. You know, when the generation of pitchers like the Steve Carltons and the Tom Seavers and those types of guys came through there, you were a man. If you went seven innings, if you were a starting pitcher, you went a minimum of seven innings. You took your team into the seventh, into the eighth, you know. You look at some of the complete game, how many games, stuff like that. So
yeah.
I could go on, sorry.
We've got to take a break here, but I get carried away with this stuff too. But what I see, and when I watch baseball, and we watched the series.
Mm-hmm.
Linda really got into San Francisco several years ago. I mean, I was just surprised. I mean, screaming and all this. We want to get this many pitches, maybe up to the fifth.
Right.
With this pitcher. And then we've got the mid innings. Then we have closers that are there for, you know, and, you know, for like one inning.
Yeah. 12 pitches.
12 pitches.
14 pitches. Yeah. It used to be. I mean, you talk to Jim Bunning was my agent, and Jim Bunning managed me, and you know, Jim's in the Hall of Fame, and he was actually a U.S. senator for a couple terms, as well as a congressman. And Jim would go out, and he averaged like 240 innings a year. And he did that for 20 years. He didn't get hurt. A lot of the people used to do that, and they didn't get hurt. So was it because they're the way they worked themselves, you know, kept them from getting hurt? And now we have all this science that everybody's doing and these strength programs where they're going to get kids throwing 95 miles an hour now, you know, and stuff like that. And then you see everybody ends up getting hurt at some point in time. And so a lot of the emphasis from the pitching side is how hard can you throw, not how well can you pitch.
Yeah.
Because as a hitter and playing in the big leagues, I had as much or more trouble with the guy throwing that 87, 89, 90 off-speed breaking ball type stuff than the guy that just read back and threw 95. Because like John Mayberry, who I played with for a number of years in Toronto, big left-handed hitting first baseman, you know, he says, I can hit a bullet as long as it's straight.
Okay, we'll take a break on that one. I'm here with Rick Pacitti. We're talking about his baseball camp. We're going to be talking more about that toward the end of the half hour, how you can get signed up for this and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which I am hoping to get into Friday to get shorn again. Cypress Square Barbershop is man's last stronghold. They do everything possible to keep their clientele safe, disposable aprons for you and the barber. Everything is sanitized in between each person coming in. You're not going to find a cleaner place than Cypress Square Barbershop. They do everything by appointment. You walk in, get your haircut. 244-9478 in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Rick Pacitti.
All three fielders jump their best. Trying to climb that apple fest. They have your whiskers on their chin. Judy Mangio's done it again.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now, back to our show.
Started baseball's famous streak that's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak. Joking Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, welcome back. You're so good, Ashley. Where do you find a song like that? It's got to be from the 30s.
DiMaggio would have been later, right?
Yeah, that have been 40s.
Okay,
yeah.
40s. All right. Hey, welcome back to the show, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR. 8:39 in the morning, and 63 degrees today, going up to 81 here on the 16th of June. And my guest today is Rick Bassetti, who is the general manager, but also the force behind the Colt 45s, has been for years, the force behind South City Park, getting it protected. Was active in politics and is no longer active in politics. He's active in our baseball team. I say ours. I mean that the Colt 45s is Redding's team.
Right.
They play during the summer. The boys of summer come from all over the United States. Mm-hmm. They come in here. They play with wooden bats, which is totally different.
Right.
And this year was canceled. The first time since Rick Bassetti was 6 years old, yeah, he was not on a baseball field.
Right.
And now the baseball camp. Baseball camp has got two purposes here. It's one to get kids trained or, you know, offer them a top level coaching when it comes to, comes with the baseball, but it's also to help keep the Colt 45s going.
Exactly, Carl. You know, we're 501c3, not for profit. I've had a number of the families really want to get their kids into the camp. They go, I can't afford $500. I said, I understand. I'm sorry. You know, but we're an earning nonprofit. We don't get grants. We don't apply for grants and things like that. You know, those 45 games that we play down at Tiger Field generate the revenue that we live on all year.
Sure.
And so, you know, in our joint use agreement with the city of Redding, we've taken on the responsibility for maintaining that facility down there. We mow the lawns, we fertilize it, we put the grass seed in, we clean it, we paint it, we do everything that's associated with that down there. And now we've lost all the revenue. I mean, no revenue coming in this year. And that's what this camp is to do, is to help me, also to help me keep my coaches and help them along too as well. So I can pay the coaches a little bit of money. We have money in there to pay for the maintenance of the facility. Because we laid out all of our money. You know, I bought 200 bats for the season.
Right.
I've got balls for the season.
You were ready for the season.
We were ready for the season, and we bought an extra uniform top for the season. And so then it all gets canceled. And so that money all got laid out, and that came from preseason sales of seats and tickets and also of advertising. And all those people were kind enough to allow me to move that to 2021, and they'll have full credit for it. Okay. Because I'll have those bats, right? I'm not going to have to buy those for next year, mm-hmm, and those balls and those sort of things. So when I have this camp, I would love to be able to let every kid in the world come to these camps. But I just can't at this point. If I have somebody come up and say, hey, here's $5,000, I want to sponsor 10 kids into the camp, we could probably do something along those lines. I don't anticipate that, and I wouldn't want to go and ask anyone that. This camp is to help some of the kids get exposed to stuff that they normally are not going to get exposed to philosophically in this game. And like I told that parent when I finished, I said, if your 12, 13-year-old son learns the beginnings of how to develop his game clock, then he's going to be ahead of the game. He'll be ahead of this game that he's at now and the level that he's at right now. And so that's going to be the main goal coming out of this. How, you know, you look at a 9-year-old, 9 to 14 is what we're doing by August 1st. I just had a, you know, if someone's going to be 9 on August 5th, you know, yeah, they can come in. If they're going to be 15 on July 24th, yeah, they can come in, you know, that sort of thing. So we're not, you know, trying to be too stringent in those regards. But we also want the kids to be able to relate to each other.
Sure.
And so a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old can't. You know, they're just not. They're going to be at different levels. So we're going to have different groups. So the first 3 weeks are going to be on the philosophies. We're going to be introducing them to the offense and the defensive strategies that we want to present to them. The fourth week is going to be recapping the first 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to be taking them through drills, situations, things like mm-hmm. that. And then week 5 and 6, they're going to be playing games. And hopefully they'll be learning how to institute
a lot of glove and bat time then.
Yeah. Both cages are up and ready to go. There'll be a lot of bat swinging time. We've got both live arm and also for pitching machines as well. So, you know, it's to help us as much as to pass this along to these kids. And when I brought it up to my coaches and said, what do you guys think of this? They said, yeah, we're in. That'll help us a lot. We want to do this. And I said, okay, fine. Then we'll see if we can get it to go. And you can go to the website. And click yes, I want to register, and it takes you right to a PayPal account. You can put a deposit down at $125. Balance is due when you come to the first camp. The form's all there. We will be following all the COVID requirements that the city of Reading has for their camps. You know, when I approached the city and said, this is what we'd like to do, can we? And then when Newsom opened up for camps, they provided us with the same exact requirements that they're following. You know, they just opened a bocce camp here last week, and it's going right now, I think, yeah, down at the park. And so we'll be following those same requirements.
They have bocce ball camps.
Yeah, they're introducing kids to bocce ball, and the Sons of Italy are down there teaching the kids how to play bocce. They had about 40, 50 kids down there.
I know a couple that has a bocce ball court in their backyard.
Yeah.
Said, hey, you want to come over and play bocce ball? And I went, you have a bocce ball court.
As long as you don't have to swing a bat and try to hit it, right?
Yeah.
So the parents, the one thing, though, that we're supposed to do is, you know, the spectators aren't supposed to be allowed, but we have enough room for social distancing.
Sure.
And so if the parents do come and they want to socially distance, you know, and stuff like that, although, mind you, it's going to be in the sun. There's not going to be any, a lot of shade out there during the day. They can certainly do that. We can't be babysitting either. I mean, it's drop off at this time and pick up at this time, part of the COVID requirements, you know. We don't want the kids all intermingling too long in between. And
sure.
The kids will be kept in groups of their 10 through most of it.
So they can find out, but they go to the Colt 45's website.
ReadingColt45's.com. It's all on there. We actually have the program set up too. So we're going to go through the weeks there as well.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and it takes a community to build strong support for elders. And the purpose of this month that Shining Care and the Shasta County DA's office and many other organizations is to provide an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness of the various processes affecting elder abuse and neglect and acknowledging the significance of elder abuse as a public health and human rights issue. For more information, contact Joanne McCarley or Colleen Nelson at 243-5543 or cnelson@shiningcare.org. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti, 8:46 in the morning, 62 degrees, going up to 81 today.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to play. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:51 in the morning, 62 degrees out there, going up to 81 today. We're going to go into the red flag warnings tonight through Thursday. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Rick Bassetti. And, of course, who has got baseball? He's got a baseball camp starting here soon. Somebody asked about sponsors.
Sponsoring a player.
Sponsoring a player. Give Rick a call or go to your email.
You know, my cell number is 227-4443. I'll say that again, 227-4443. If you have questions about it, if you want to sponsor someone, we'd love that. That's fantastic. Hopefully you have someone in mind. And you're not going to just leave it up to us, and you know, because if I have 20 kids out there that need sponsorship, it's very difficult for us to pick this one and not that one or those other 19.
Because you don't have all the background on that. So if you're going to sponsor somebody, best case is you have somebody that you know that you know that could play, and you want to sponsor them.
Could even be a family relative or something along those lines.
It might be good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Rick, you've had so much time in baseball, and you see so many things in baseball. I love hearing your stories, and that's why I asked you about, you know, the best teams. You know, you didn't mention the Yankees back in the 20s,
right,
where, you know, Gehrig and,
right,
and Ruth. But, I mean, people setting records. Now, what do you think about the fact that Lou Gehrig – Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs.
Right.
Then Maris hit 61.
Right.
but there was an asterisk by it because it was a longer season.
Right.
Because the baseball commissioner didn't like Mears.
Went from 148 games to 162.
So they're saying, well, there's an asterisk. He, you know, he didn't do it in 148 games. Then you get people like Sosa and others that come in here that were using performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
Who's that big guy from St. Louis?
McGuire.
McGuire admitted using the stuff, and I think Sosa fought it for years. I'm not sure if whatever happened with that.
Right.
But they were using performance-enhancing substances to get big and were, you know, hitting home runs. Should those have asterisks by them, or do they?
Well, I think they're being recognized in a way by not being honored with the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting a little concerned that we're getting these same type of mentality now that the writers who vote for the Hall of Fame, we're getting the next generation of writers. It's kind of like, I guess it would be problematic with our society. People who want to forget history and they don't want to make the relevance of history.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to be, well, yeah, if those steroids would have been available for Ruth, he'd have used them. Or if those steroids would have been available for Maris, he would have used them. And that's not the point. Baseball has come and gone. It's like that soliloquy that James Earl Jones does in A Field of Dreams, and I love that soliloquy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weathered through so many different times. It's been broken and brought back. And, you know, there are things that just don't change, in my opinion. You know, Pete Rose, you know, his sin was gambling. And
To me, if anybody should be given a second shot, a second chance, you know, it would be Pete Rose.
And, Carl, I would not disagree with that at all. Have had Pete Rose at any time gone on camera or on the radio like this and said, I am guilty, I am sorry, it was wrong, please forgive me.
Oh, he never did that?
Oh, no. No. Oh. Pete Rose is...
Well, you know what? You need to apologize, Pete, because you know what you did was wrong.
America is a very forgiving country.
Very.
Very. And our society has forgiven people of a lot worse things than betting on your team, you know, as a manager, you know, where you control the game.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Greatest hitter of all time in respect to base hits. And yes, he was. And competitor. And everything else that falls into that group. But then you go back to Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, with the Black Sox. Great, great player, right? Never in the Hall of Fame.
Never will be.
Never will be, because he took money from the gamblers to fix the World Series. So don't forget history. And the history is there. And so now I see these sports writers who I see them making excuses for these guys who used all those performance-enhancing drugs, and they're now voting for them to go into the Hall of Fame. And I just don't think that that's right. You should be judged upon not today's moral standards, because, good God, look at our moral standards we have today versus when these players were playing even, you know.
And we're not saying Ruth was the perfect guy.
No, he absolutely wasn't. Not.
But he played the game purely.
He lived at a time, and he lived by the socially acceptable rules of those times. Okay,
mm-hmm.
These guys using these performance drugs were in the socially accepted rules at the time. Just like in the 70s, cocaine was a societal problem overall, and it became a big problem in all the performance in sports. But it was so socially acceptable at the time. You know, you had doctors' wives using diet pills all through the 50s, 60s, you know, that they were taking Dexedrine. And
well, I tell you what, in college back then it was legal, and a lot of people were, you know, getting ready for exams.
Exactly.
People were taking diet pills.
But it changes. As society changes the rules, then that's what happens. Judge them as where they were and what was going on at the time, not by today's lax, in my opinion, much more lax social moral values
mm-hmm.
than we had then. And so not to punish them, but just to judge them, you know.
Let's make it a fair playing field.
Exactly. And so, you know, you take a look at the bubblegum card of Barry Bonds, his first, second year in the big leagues with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then look at his physical stats when he was in his last two, three, 4 years. He came up and was playing at, you know, 6 to 175 pounds. And he was up to 235, you know, and, you know, I mean,
10% body fat.
Exactly. You know, bat speed increased by 15%, blah, 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 all this stuff. And so, you know, it just, and, you know. Anyway.
I read a story, and we've only got like a minute left, about a catcher that refused to take it. And he was encouraged to take performance-enhancing drugs. And he watched people that were getting his job.
Right.
And how he, you know, that, and it.
But how many times has that happened?
Yeah.
How many times that happened in society?
Well,
where people cheat in some way in their industry or in their business and move ahead of somebody else.
Yeah.
And somebody else has chosen the proper or right path to go.
Sure.
Well, I'd really like to encourage people to come out.
Yes.
You know, sign up. Come on. Go out to the website. If you have questions, again, you can give me a call, 227-4443. I try to help you as best I can.
It's a great time. Great way to get your kids out.
We're going to go. We're going to go a minimum, even if we only have 20 kids, we're going to go.
Okay.
But we'd love to have more kids because that helps the kids from a competitive point of view.
Okay. Rick, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Carl. Well, you've been such a big supporter of the Colt 45s.
Well, you know what? We missed our games this year.
Yeah.
And I miss sitting out there.
Yeah.
Eating my all beef hot dog and
a cold
and the cold beverage you know, that I try not to spill when I, you know, when I jump up and things like that.
Yeah.
And I miss the crabs coming in because I always know the crabs and the 45s have this history, even though it's new players every year. For some reason, it's like in their DNA.
We're gonna have a field clearing.
A field clearing incident at some point. Everybody cheering. Nobody gets hurt. But it's fun.
There, there we go.
Yeah. Rick runs out on the field with his apron on. Going, ah! Hey, everybody, tomorrow, Sheriff McGreen will be with us. And